Dear God, we thank you again in the wondrous name of Jesus for just your grace in bringing us here this morning. Lord, may we look to you for every bit of strength. God, that you would enable everything. Lord, that you are the power, that you're the one that brings the very power of your might that comes to run through every life here today. Lord, may we just rejoice in the love of God. May we just be so grateful to know that we are a people that are your workmanship, that, Lord, it is your doing. It's by your grace and grace alone. Lord, may we grow up more in that today. May we grow in grace and knowledge of our wondrous, loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Ecclesiastes. We'll be in the third chapter. And the first verse, that's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now you've heard that timing is everything. And could you imagine to be at the right place at the right time all the time? Well, brothers and sisters, this is the right place at the right time, every time. You say, well, how could you say that? Well, for those that say amen, I would hope to my heart that you believe, because it's heaven's purpose. And heaven's purpose is also known as the very will of God. And that is the right place at the right time, every time. God's will, brothers and sisters, is always perfect timing. God's will always happens just when it's supposed to. I was rejoicing in that little story that Brother Hill used to talk about, of that little chick and the egg. If you don't keep him in there long enough, you could ruin him. And if you overcooked him, you might kill him. So you know what? Everything has a season, and everything's got a time. And I'm so grateful that even in nature, God shows us that his timepiece, if we want to call it that, his pocket watch, keeps perfect time. And brothers and sisters, today I would like us to really rejoice in that God is offering and how important it is to be on God's timetable. To be on God's timetable. That he's got an exact timepiece. That he shows us that he has a time for everything. You think about all of the different things that we read here. But today I just want us to rejoice in a couple of things that I believe it's always time for, and that his watch is always pointing us to. And the very first thing that I look down and I see upon the watch that God has given me is wait. Wait, wait, wait upon the Lord. Now, we've all rejoiced and heard he's made the way of escape. But do you really believe it? Do you believe the out has already been made? Do you believe that he has already given you the exit for everything that you will ever face in your life? Well, I believe by the grace of God that we do believe that. And I believe in his faithfulness that he will, by grace, give us the faith to believe that. But let's just go there today, and let's go there right now, whatever you might be facing today. And let's say, you know what, Lord, you've already made the way of escape. I'm going to take the victory right now, and I'm going to enter in through that escape at this time, and I'm going to understand that I'm going to wait, and I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to let the very perfect will of God take its work. You're awful quiet in that kind of offering. But I guess it might be a weekend holiday. Well, I'll encourage you a little bit more. They that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now I'm looking at a bunch of people that I know need some more strength. I know you need your strength renewed. Because if you're a people of God, you know what He does? He weakens you in the way. And He loves you so much that He's going to put you up against things that there is no way in your physical prowess, maybe in your physical strengths, your characteristics where you think you are strong, you're not going to get this done. He'll test you where you're weak. You'll say, oh God, if you just could give me that trial, I know I could handle that sister's trial over there. Or that brother, he's got a cakewalk on his. Come on, God, bring that one to me. I don't need this one. Yes, you do. You need the very trial that you're in today. Because it's perfecting you for God's very best. You talk about a loving Lord. You talk about a path that's absolutely divine for you. When you get in that way, you're going to find out you can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You can be like Brother Paul. What an example that dear brother was. Where he could throw up his hands towards heaven. He could be sitting in a prison. You talk about a man so capable, a man with so many talents, a man with so many things that he could have done, if you think about it, for mankind. But yet at the very end, in the greatest of greatest moments, God had a plan that all in Asia would forsake him. A man that gave more than any one of us collectively probably would ever give. Not that I'm praising that man whatsoever, but Christ in him, I know what it did. And yet it wasn't for all mankind. Oh no. It was for the glory of God. Oh yes. Christ in you. Boy, I hope we grasp this. It's Christ in you. God is concerned about you. I'm so thankful we come together, brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful to God that we've got a family like we do. But if you really want to enter into that body and you want to really participate in every effectual working of what God's doing, allow Christ in you to be magnified. Allow that to be what the glory of God wants to be in your life. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I just was praying for a sister, and I called her up, and I said, did those wings get there yet? And I'm thankful to the Lord she didn't think I was ordering her hot wings. She could have thought that it was a meal coming. And she said, you know what? It was so perfect. She said, oh, I've got my Bible right in front of me right now. And I said, oh, the wings have arrived. Yeah, it's the truth. Don't make that up. That's just what God does. He's got them wings for you too. A lot of people ask for a pair. I say, go ahead and ask for six. What's he mean by that? Well, you got to come back. I'm glad I believe, you know. But I'm going to tell you, you'll mount up on wings as eagles. Yeah. You'll run and not be weary. And you'll walk and you won't faint. Absolutely. And look at all that activity going on. And all that activity is going on just because why? Because you're waiting. You're waiting on God. You're waiting for what He's going to do. You're waiting upon His purpose. You're not going out in your own purpose. And God forbid we do. We had a wonderful example of it. And my heart is always hurt for that brother. King Saul. What a mighty man. What a good man. Must have been real tall too, about a head taller than everybody else. Whew. What a guy. But you know what? He didn't wait on the Lord. He didn't wait on the Lord. Oh no. See, what happened is when he was going into battle, if you remember that story, he was going to battle the Philistines. And what God had purposed was, you wait on that offering. And only that Samuel could bring forth that offering. And he said, wait. I'm going to be gone about a week, Samuel told him. But I'll be back. And you just be still. And you rejoice in your Lord. And you just sing praises to Him. But you know what happened when he left? The people started a murmuring. Is your house murmuring today? Well, I hope this teaches you a lesson. You better listen to God. You start listening to people, they're going to murmur all the time. And then if they can move you by murmuring, you know what they're going to do? They're going to murmur more. You've heard that adage, oh, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I'm telling you, let it be squeaky. You bring him the salve. Hang in there by the grace of God. He'll hold you up. He will. Let me tell you something. God's telling me this all the time. I'm a daddy. And I again this weekend, oh, I was in my sorrow. Nobody's listening to me. He is. He's listening to me. He's listening to me. And I'm praying in His will. I am. I'm praying in His will. And you know what? God's word never returns void. And sometimes I look out upon things and really it does. It just breaks your heart. Because you know what? A lot of times we don't need to go through things, brothers and sisters. We don't. And I hear people say, oh, well, I just got to go experiencing myself. No, you don't. You don't. God gave you a slew of wondrous examples of godly living. He gave you a perfect blueprint. And yes, in His grace, He'll allow you to fail. He will. But don't be defiant. Uh-uh. And see, you can cover it a bunch of different ways. Like old King Saul. You know, when Samuel came back, and by the way, he arrived right after he offered that sacrifice himself. Did you know that? It was immediately after he did it. Well, I can't wait no longer. We got to just go ahead and do this. People are murmuring. The Philistines are coming down. And, well, it's time to panic. Boom. And then he looked up and there was Samuel. Isn't that the way the Lord always does it? Don't you want to wait on God today? I don't want to see the face of the Lord saddened. I want Him delighted in my life. I don't want to be a Peter by the grace of God who looks over there and says, Lord, I didn't listen to what You were saying. I knew You said it would be this way. But God, help me to have faith to look to You to be my strength that I can wait on You and allow You to perform that perfect work which You've begun. Oh, yes. Oh, God forbid. But there He did it. And He looked up, and there was Samuel. And Samuel said, what have you done? What have you done? Couldn't you wait? Couldn't you tarry just a little bit longer? How many times does the Word of God have to use those words to us? And yet, he tried to disguise his disobedience to God with good intentions. And what did he say? Oh, I forced myself. I offered a burnt offering for the people. See, I did it for the people. Oh, man, God help you. Listen to yourself. Don't let your goodness get in between you and God. And I mean that. Do you know that your self-righteousness is filthy rags to Him? Do you know all those things that you think that are so good that you are putting up there and look what I did for you, God, is but dung? Brother Paul realized it. It's waste. It's refuge. Can I tell you the riches untold that he's building in you all by grace this morning? And you know why I can say it? Is because you're being attentive to the Word of God. That's as simple as it is. It's Christ's work. We are His workmanship. The life that you live now is by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave Himself for you. And you know that that's what's going on right now? Well, how do you know? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord! It is that simple. The simplicity of All his benefits are toward me. Praise God. And it costs you dearly if you don't wait on him. Immediately there was a great cost. Samuel told him, didn't he? He said, Saul, because of what you did, because you did not hold basically the word of God dear to your life, I'm going to take the kingdom from you. I've found a little shepherd boy that's a man after my own heart. I found a person at 1701 South Sherman today that is a person after my own heart. I didn't need all those that were striking their chests and saying how godly and how righteous and look what I've done. We had a whole week of that this week. We have. I don't care. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. We're probably going to have it this week again too. I don't know. Maybe the hurricane will spare us. I don't think they're going to ask me to come speak at any of their events. Do you know who the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is? Does I am just thrill your heart? And I think very shortly he's going to take the throne. God's going to say, son, it's time. It's time for all of it. I'm going to wrap it up. The bride, the Lamb's wife, has made herself ready. It's time for you to go get her, son. And I'm going to let you take what you so rightfully deserve. How humble he's been all this time. How he entered this world. And he took that place upon the cross for you and me. Became lower than the angels. Became something that was just a bloodied piece of meat that they hung upon a cross, that they spit, they tore his beard. They tore everything from him. Is that your leader? Is that your God? Is that your hope? Is that the one that has your answers? Let me tell you something. If you don't know it, he does. And he's it. They that wait upon him shall renew their strength. Another reading on that sweet watch. See, sometimes I don't even have a watch, see? As I told my wife after I married her, now I'm going to get it. I said, honey, I married you and I entered the time of time shall be no more. Oh, God, help me. But you remember how people used to put rubber bands? Maybe you still do. Whether it was on your wrist or on your finger. To remember something. Well, I'd find myself throughout the day looking down at my watch often. Especially when you have a wife and kids and job and all these things. Because we're kind of governed and regulated by time, aren't we? Mm-hmm. So we're always looking at it. And I think this is where the Lord dealt with my heart a long time ago. God, you got a wonderful watch. Let me see what time it is. And it's time to wait. And the other thing it says is the time is now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the time to yield. And it begins, if you think about it, the very moment that God starts to deal with your heart. The very moment. Now is the day of salvation. It's not even today. If you look in the scripture, it's now. This very moment. I don't think he's messing around, is he? See, we don't understand. Your life is but a vapor. I'm starting to understand that, especially with what I went through this last year. I knew I was no longer Superman at the age of 20. I knew at about 30 things were starting to get a little bit out of place. I told you a couple of years back when I ran the race with my son, I knew it was all falling apart. I do want you to know, though, I still won that race. Cost me a lot. But there was a lesson in it. And I told you it was pride cometh before destruction. I'm not, it wasn't a joke. That was just sincerity. but it's now. And your life is but a vapor. It is. Just that breath that's, and we're going to see it again if the Lord tarry. The cool is coming. You're going to be out there and be able to see your breath pretty quickly. And you go, there it is. And there it's gone. Yeah. But a vapor. The grass that grows in the morning, mowed down. Yeah. Oh, yes. We got to know what this is all about. A step between you and death. The time of salvation is now. And the time to live by faith, brothers and sisters, is now. Don't you think you've put it off long enough? I'm serious. And I appreciate some heads nodding. You say, what do you mean? I mean what you're thinking about right now that's apart from God. We're in a place that's a holy place by the grace of God just because He's here. I want to be thinking about the Lord. I don't want any distractions. I want to have my confidence in Him. Fully confident in God. That if you be for me, who could be against me? What could be against me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now is the accepted time. Yielding, brothers and sisters, to His calling is always, needs to be immediate. Immediate attention. And especially if we are going to be after a full reward. I appreciated a sister as the Lord was dealing with me this week. She sent me a little email about having full glory. And I said, oh, amen, Lord. Give me the double portion. I'll take it over and over and over. But in that full reward and in that moving now, you have a sweet sister. Her name is Rebecca. And I don't know if you remember the story, but I'm going to give it to you real quick. I'm sure most of you do. But there she was, just a sweet, sweet lady. And there was a man named Eliezer. He was a servant of Abraham. And God had encouraged Abraham that it was time for his son Isaac to have a wife. And so precious, He sent this Eliezer out to find his wife. See, that's the Holy Spirit today. He's searching, encouraging, comforting that group, those believers that are going to accept that, you know what? Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. And she hath made herself ready, his wife. Well, Eliezer comes down to this well. And he's still a little bit doubting. And first of all, he doubted Abraham when Abraham sent him and said, well, how am I going to get any lady to go with me if I don't take your son with me to show him there? We're going to trust God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's trust God. Well, Eliezer went out. And he gets over there and he's getting over to that well, and I don't know if he really was thinking about his master or himself. He might have had a lot of other things to do. He said, let's wrap this up, God. Bless me. That's what he did. And bless my master, Abraham. And you know what? Allow a damsel to come out. And let her be the one, and let it happen soon, that gives me water and gives my camels water. Let her give us all the water we need. Well, here he comes. And it was the time when the ladies would come out to get water for the families and all that. And here he was at the well. And the very first one that comes out, there she is. And he calls over to her and he says, lady, will you give me drink? And not only did she give him drink, she immediately said, and I'll give your camels drink. See, there was a sister that looked down at her watch and saw it, said, now. Now. Oh, yeah. She made haste, it says. She moved now. And God's doing that to you right now, too. And He is. Every single one of us. And it's every single day. When He said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's every single morning. Let me tell you something. You're going to battle the flesh every single day. And you're never going to have victory over it unless your confidence and the armor and the whole armor of God is on. And I mean it. And you know it. Don't you think you can battle without it? It was so precious to God, she saw that it was now. But you know what? It didn't stop there. It wasn't just a one-time shot. She goes back to her family. And she tells them how excited she is. And she introduces them to Eliezer. And they're so excited. They said, oh, this is a wonderful. He's in the family and his daddy's got a lot of stuff. And look at this. It's all wonderful and everything. But you know what, honey? We want to keep you here at least 10 days. Right? You know, stay with us. And Eliezer said, oh, no. The time is now. Not in 10 days. Not after I, you know, go away and I got to go to college first, and you know what? I've got to work so hard that I got to put God aside until I get the big house and the big car and all of these things. And then once we get comfortable, and how many barns was that you were going to build? You know, don't look away, because in our flesh, every one of us are barn builders. Oh, know that. Know it. Yeah. You are and I am. And but for the grace of God, that's the only way I'm kept into His wonderful, wonderful face. And saying, Lord, build glory in my life. I don't want any more barns. So there that dear sister was. She went back and Eliezer said, the time is now. Don't hinder me. Don't hinder me. Don't hinder the work. Could you imagine sitting there looking at your own family? How many of you have done that? And said, you know what? I love you all, but don't hinder me. I got to go. And I will go. Because that dear sister saw that the watch said now. God's timepiece is now. It's immediate. You cannot delay. And praise be to God, even after her journey, she lighted off that camel. If you read really what that means she got down in complete submission. She did it immediately, right when she saw her bridegroom. She covered herself. And it was immediate. It was now. There wasn't any delay in her life. There was nothing that got in front of responding to the calling of God now. Now. And I look out among all my brothers and sisters, and I see all these different ages. I could ask the kids, and I'll guarantee you, God is dealing with you now. I can ask the young marrieds. I can ask that dear sister that Lord has allowed her to be bearing a child at this time. When is the call, honey? It's now. Oh, the lives of the ones that have lived many years. Sisters, brothers, what's the calling? It's now. It's not that I've hung up my shoes and I'm done and it's done that way. Oh, no. We strapped them on today. God, you got me back on the race course this morning. Let's go get another glory. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing. You keep on keeping on. You keep on looking at God's watch. And it says now. It says wait. It says fight. It says don't give up by the grace of God. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And how many times we feel like, Lord, I don't have any more fight. I don't have any more will. I don't have any more energy. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh yeah. And that time is now. The trial for you to wait in is now. It's not the next one. It's not, I'll catch you on the next one. It's now. This is hitting me so deep today. This one, as people say, oh, it's for me. Nope, this one's for me. This one's for me. And by the grace of God, I'm not going to miss this glory. How about you? No. You've heard me say it. Time to get ready? Oh, that's a nice thought, isn't it? Time to get ready. that might be too late. Matter of fact, I'm going to guarantee you, you live a life of time to get ready, it's going to be too late. You are going to miss it. It's time to be ready. It's time to be ready. You may even sit there and say, well, I don't even know what that is. How about trusting God? And I'm guarantee you, He'll teach you what it is. You ever lived a life of be still and know that He is God? Then He's teaching you. I know you're getting it. Through that thick head. Oh yeah. All the way down into this increased heart that He's given me. And it's expanding every day. It's expanding every moment. The goodness of the Lord and what He wants to do in our lives, brothers and sisters. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. God's timing is yield now. He said, don't delay. And in closing, I encourage you, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. There's nothing that's worth delaying. Oh no. Whatever it takes, make the move now. I'm very confident that God still has you here to build His glory in you. And I'm very confident today that every single one of us, there's still a weight. There's still a weight that needs to be let go of now. To everything, there is a season and a time. Oh yes. And you're in season. You're in season. And your time is now. And the offering of God's best is in the balance now. And God help us, brothers and sisters. Make that move now. Make that move now. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You. How gentle You are with us. God, in Your infinite grace, I really would hope each one of us know that we've drawn another breath this morning to hear Your Word. By Your grace, to be encouraged to make the move now. That we can open up our hearts at this very moment, Lord, and whatever the life has been, but now Jesus came and everything has changed. Oh God, may we live the life of but God. Oh, today I know the enemy's trying to fight. But may each one of us today say, but God. But God is for me. But God loves me. But God gave His Son for me. But God, but God, but God. Lord, don't let us leave this place without it. Without a fervent heart to believe effectually and having it work effectually in us. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.